Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. We have the Treasurer and Attorney General. The Secretary of State isn't called in yet, but we're going to get started at 3:06. The first thing we have is the approval of the minutes from the December 16 meeting. They were distributed, and I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Matt, I'll vote aye as well.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Then we are on to the loans for this month, and that was distributed as well. Much shorter list than we've had in recent times, but it's a lot of money. $2,215,500. Most of that going to River Falls. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I can second the motion.
Okay. Any discussion regarding these loans? All in favor of approving the loans this month, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Well, Doug's not on still?
No, he's not.
I'll just vote aye for him, then. That's fine.
Okay. Right. I understand that it's typically your position that you believe there are better ways for us to invest the money. I appreciate you just letting the loans get approved.
I waited for you guys for a long time, and nobody was there.
Doug, the motion is made and seconded to approve the loan package.
Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did you guys get so far so quick? I waited until about 4 minutes after three, and then I called Vicky's phone, I called Tom's phone, and then I gave up.
We were all in the conference room, so I called your office. I had a problem dialing in initially, so.
I see. Okay, so we approved the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the loans, and I need to second them?
We've got a second, Doug.
How did you get a second?
Yeah, Matt seconded, and then we were at discussion, and then we just had taken the vote when we heard you heard your phone come in. So I voted aye. Matt was a tentative aye, but Doug, how do you vote on the loans this month?
I'll vote aye, so Matt can vote no.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
All right, then.
All right.
The loans are approved. And then we don't have any old business. Do we have an investment committee transaction report, please?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we've been pretty active the last couple of weeks buying bonds. Interest rates have increased substantially since in about the last month. We've bought about $50 million in bonds, including $10 million this morning. We're taking advantage of the opportunity while interest rates are, we believe, are relatively high to get some of that money to work, including the $35 million that we got repaid from the Wisconsin Center District last week.
So we're really only replacing $15 million of money at work because we've received $35 million back from the Center District?
Right.
This is Matt. Just a quick question. Were all those loans our normal type of bonds? All those bonds are normal type, or are there any under that expanded universe stuff?
No.
They're all relatively normal, there are some revenue loans. What we have been finding is both agency bonds, including farm credit, in addition to Wisconsin issues. And so I believe that all of those bonds would have been approved under our prior authority.
Okay, just check it.
Yeah, one of those loans, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rich, Matt, is a bond anticipation note to Sun Prairie School District. And you'll note that that's $17,500,000, and it'll be called by April 1st. So it's a way to park some money that's going to earn us better than twice what we're able to earn in state SIF. That's essentially what we're doing there.
Right.
No risk, but it's a way to generate a little more income than we otherwise would have.
Yeah,
well, thank you. I was going to ask about that. It didn't make sense to me that it was only 2%.
Well, it's only a few months, Doug, and it is a this is a combination of both longer and short-term bonds because we anticipated taking some time to put our money to work once we get some equity ETFs online.
Okay, so are you still researching that?
We are. We had a meeting on Friday with some folks from that flew in from Schwab. The meeting went very well. We're also looking at Vanguard, and we'll be able to report to the board next time around, I believe.
The Schwab meeting last week included their ETF expert flew in from Denver, I believe. And we had about a two-hour meeting and worked through the mechanics of how we can engage in ETF investments. I hate to be going slowly when the market is going rapidly, but we have to do it correctly. So this is a gathering of information and securing our relationship with who we'll do business with. Vanguard and Schwab appear to have about the lowest cost ETF access that we can obtain.
Okay. Are there any, we don't need a motion or anything on this, other questions or other concerns?
I'm ready to move on.
Okay. Then are there any future agenda items anyone has to talk about today?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm just looking here at our next meeting is supposed to be January 10th, correct?
No, it's January 2nd, I believe, or 3rd.
Oh, 3rd. Oh, that's good. Okay.
The first Tuesday in January.
Oh, that's perfect, because I won't be here on the 10th. All righty. So it's the 3rd and the 17th.
Okay.
And is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And I'll be here both of those. That's good. Okay.
Great.
Jonathan, do you have any other report?
Just one little thing, and it's just very modest. The Western States Land Conference Winter Conference is being held in Arkansas. We looked at the agenda and decided that we need not send anybody to it, but instead are registering for a remote online access to a couple of the meetings that seemed important for our IT and accounting functions. So instead of spending money on airfares or hotels, we're just spending a small amount on registration, $400, and not attending that meeting.
Okay.
That's all I have to report today.
All right, then. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Matt, I can second that motion.
All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. Merry Christmas,
Thank
everybody.
You, Merry Christmas, everybody. Take care now.
Talk to you next year. Bye.
Bye-bye.